informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Frankie, Mario, and Sydney with your 8 a.m. deadlines. In local news, non-profit charity Wesley Queensland is set to close their employment service. The charity will be closing their National Disability Insurance Scheme Employment Service, NDIS, on June 26th due to rising costs and, quote, ongoing changes to funding models. Last year alone, NDIS provided 300 work experience placements to over 90 young people with disabilities. In April, it was announced that a national scheme was underway to overhaul and reduce the current $50 billion a year costs, along with federal government announcing reductions. Previously, NDIS had intended to transition to another provider to allow the community to continue with their program. However, this did not prevail. In more local news, Southeast Queensland residents will see part of their water bills frozen for the next 2 years under a cost of living measure to be included in Tuesday's state budget. On Sunday, Premier David Christofoli announced bulk water charges in Southeast Queensland would be frozen until 2028 and confirmed no new or increased taxes as part of a range of cost of living measures in the upcoming state budget. Treasurer David Janetsky claims the freeze will save households around $130 over the next 2 years. However, the measure only applies to state bulk water charge and does not include additional retailer fees that make up the part of the customers' water bills. These additional costs will continue to rise.
In national news, Victoria's Bells Beach is temporarily closed after a whale carcass has washed up on shore. In a 2 p.m. alert by Vic Emergency on Saturday, beachgoers are warned of the possibility of an increase in shark activity at Bells Beach and Winkipop. While it is not uncommon for sharks to be present off the Victorian coast, you should exercise additional caution in the area, said the alert. A local surfer commented on the potent smell of a whale and said he saw large bite marks and that the whale seemed to be separated into two sections. Also in national news, an experimental drug called retatrutide has raised concerns for senior doctors from Melbourne Hospital after seeing multiple cases of life-threatening illness. Also known as Reta, the injectable medication aimed towards weight loss is owned by US-based pharmaceutical company Eli Lilly and is not available for human use. However, many counterfeit and black market medicines are being sold to Australian consumers. Victoria's chief health officer issued a health alert on Friday saying the department was aware of 6 cases of acute liver toxicity associated with the counterfeit medicines.
And in international news, UK's Prime Minister Keir Starmer is expected to resign as early as today after his rival Andy Burnham won the Makerfield by-election, which may lead Burnham's path to becoming the new Labour leader. Starmer insisted that he will fight to stay in office, but more and more Labour Party members are pressuring him to quit as soon as today, the day in which Burnham will be sworn in Parliament after winning the by-election. If Starmer quits, the UK will be installing its 7th Prime Minister in just over a decade. For your weather today, Brisbane is experiencing light showers. It's currently 14.7 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. No fire danger rating today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you, Zedlines. Stay tuned for more bulletins at 9 o'clock. Now, before